Listen to part of a lecture in an American history class.
We've been talking about the transformation, the industrialization of the United States economy in the 19th century. As the country shifted from an agricultural to an industrial base, political power shifted too. Businesses became a lot of power went from the government into the hands of business leaders. So, why did this happen? How did an elite group, a few business giants, how did they end up dominating, controlling a number of important national industries in the last quarter of the 19th century? How did they get to be so dominant? How did they figure out? How did they take advantage of the new industrialization of American society? Well, consider the example of Andrew Carnegie and the steel industry. We've already discussed the development of a national network, a national system of railroads. Well, this growth created a tremendous demand for steel.